Hello everyone. Today, we're going to dive into something truly fascinating, something that happens all around us, all the time, chemical reactions. Now, you might be thinking, why should I care about chemical reactions? Well, think about baking a cake. You start with simple ingredients like flour, sugar, and eggs, right? But after you mix them and apply some heat, you get a delicious cake. You can't easily turn that cake back into its original ingredients. That transformation, that creation of something new, is the essence of a chemical reaction. It's how the world around us changes and creates new things. So, what exactly is a chemical reaction? It's a process where some substances, we call them reactants, are transformed into completely different substances, which we call products. Imagine magnesium ribbon burning in the air. The magnesium and the oxygen from the air are our reactants, and they combine to form a new substance, a white powder called magnesium oxide. That's our product. We can write this as magnesium plus oxygen gives us magnesium oxide. It's super important to distinguish between a physical change and a chemical change. A physical change is like melting ice. You start with water, and you end with water, just in a different state. It's temporary and easily reversible. A chemical change, on the other hand, is permanent. When you burn paper, you can't get the original paper back, can you? You get ash. That's because a new substance with different properties has been formed. Now, to talk about these reactions, we use something called chemical equations. Think of them as a secret code for chemists. A chemical equation is a shorthand way to show what's happening in a reaction using symbols and formulas. For example, we can write that burning magnesium ribbon as $2mg plus O2 / right arrow 2mgO$. And a really crucial part of this is balancing chemical equations. Have you ever noticed that in the equation $mg plus O2 / right arrow mgO$, we have two oxygen atoms on the left but only one on the right? That's not quite right according to a fundamental law in science, the law of conservation of Massachusetts. It means that the total number of atoms of each element must be the same on both sides of the equation. So, we need to balance it. Here's a pro trick for balancing, remember MnOH. First, balance metals, then nonmetals, but not oxygen or hydrogen, then oxygen, and finally hydrogen. Let's try balancing the equation $L plus H2SO4 / right arrow Al2SO43 plus H2$. First, we balance aluminum, Al, putting a 2 in front of Al on the left. Then, we look at sulfur, S, and we need a 3 in front of $H2SO4. Now, oxygen and hydrogen should balance out nicely. And voila, it's balanced. Next up, we're going to explore the different types of chemical reactions. Think of them like different kinds of social events for molecules. We have combination reactions, where two or more things get together to form one new thing, like two friends teaming up. Then there are decomposition reactions, which are the opposite, one thing breaks down into smaller pieces. Does this make sense so far? We've covered what a chemical reaction is, how it's different from a physical change, and how we represent and balance these reactions. We're just getting started. What do you think might happen when we introduce other elements into the mix? We'll explore that and more in our next segment.